Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Great side question. What song just gets you emotional, makes you tear up? At the end of your call, hit us with that. You could be in line for a $50 gift certificate to the great Captain Chuckie's WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Now, a survey out today says that 70% of people in New York, and it's a pretty big, you know, number as far as surveys go, now believe that Cuomo knew every bit of the cover-up that went on around the nursing home deaths in New York. It's sad what it's taken. I get it. That was not something, you know, that was something various people wanted to cover up, and or that apparently doesn't sell as much, and I get it, as a sexual harassment slash assault in one case, who knows? One thing has triggered the other. Yeah. Now we believe the nursing home thing. So are Pennsylvanians passed it? Because we see Governor Whitmer, the crazy governor of Michigan now. There's this public health official who was forced to retire, apparently, the Michigan papers say, and no reason given, but that person got about $156,000 in what some are calling some kind of payoff. They had the same thing there. Another governor who made a bad decision, rather than hardening up nursing homes, they decided to put people that COVID, coming from COVID, you know the whole story, in there, and it spread like wildfire. Why did they do that? Well, there's all kinds of reasons given, potentially. But here in Pennsylvania, we have a twofer. We not only have the sitting governor, who's never had to answer for this because of shutting down everything using emergency powers, but then Rachel Levine, the head of public health, has gone on potentially to be the top doctor in health and human services, and it looks like she's going to be confirmed. What happened here in Pennsylvania? Well, Republicans are now investigating and trying to get to the bottom of us. Joining us is the House Majority Leader. Majority Leader Kerry Benninghoff is back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Kerry, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on a big day for you guys.
Well, thank you very much for having us, and we appreciate your interest in the issue.
Well, tell us what you're unveiling today. What is the Republican majority going to try to do around the nursing home issues?
Well, we actually yesterday we made a public announcement that we are asking the Oversight Committee to commence a investigation into the handling of placing COVID patients in nursing homes and long-term care facilities here in Pennsylvania throughout the pandemic. As you know, most people know that the senior population generally were most vulnerable, and that's what we were told over and over by the Secretary of Health and many others, that this population is very vulnerable. Many of them have comorbidity or other health care issues that makes them even more vulnerable, and their age themselves is a problem. That to the average person, even then as well as now, the question remains, why in the world would you commingle them? Why would you discharge them from an acute care facility like a hospital and put them into a nursing home, oftentimes commingling them with patients who were not COVID positive, in facilities that were limited manpower, limited in resources. Most of them did not have stockpiles of PPE equipment as many other healthcare facilities across Pennsylvania. So the Oversight Committee, which ironically is also bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats, we are calling upon them to do an independent investigation to see how this was handled and get some answers to questions many people still have and have had throughout the pandemic.
Well, without a doubt. Now, in New York, the supposition, Kerry, is that Cuomo did this because his chief funder were these hospital organizations. I'm just saying, we're never going to know. He'll deny it, whatever. It is a conundrum to see how wrong they are. Have we locked down officially in everybody's mind there that what Rachel Levine did, though, at some point in time, she saw this, and rather than stopping it, she put her own mother in a fancy or in a hotel, at least.
Well, I think that was publicly recognized. I think she acknowledged that happened. I think that actually happened very early in the pandemic. Part of me says it's somewhat self-diagnostic that it wasn't a matter of just moving her own mother to a different nursing facility or healthcare facility. She actually took her out and put her in a hotel. You know, that alone is frustrating, kind of egregious. It's kind of like a cook not eating her own food that they cook. Why would you put an order down that you're not following yourself? And I think a lot of Pennsylvanians are frustrated by that. A lot of Pennsylvanians felt like they really didn't have any control where their loved one went. You know, we're talking about people's mothers, fathers, veterans, brothers, sisters being put in these facilities and maybe should have been left in hospitals. And they used the excuse that, well, the hospitals were going to be overrun. We saw very quickly within the pandemic that that was not going to be the case. But most of our hospitals and other facilities are much more equipped. Not to mention that many of our associations that deal in long-term health care said, please don't do this. We are not prepared. We don't have the manpower. We don't have that type of training, much less have the facilities. Keeping in mind one of the biggest problems is, you know, a lot of our hospitals have negative pressure ventilations, specific type of ventilations to take care of removing things that are droplets in the air, which we now know is a major culprit of this.
What's your theory then? Do you have a theory? I mean, what do they say in Harrisburg? Why do this? I told you in New York what we know. I don't see it, but you're closer to it here in Pennsylvania. Was it Wolf just relying on Levine? I mean, what do we know publicly? You know, this has been a long time. I'm glad to see this oversight finally taken action, but this has gone on
well,
a long
sadly,
time.
Well, sadly, we don't know a whole lot more than you do, and okay. Our frustration throughout the pandemic has been the lack of communication between right. The chambers and the administration. As you know, we called and said, hey, let's put a task force together. We can all deal with this issue together. That has now only been convened about 3 weeks ago, almost 1 year into the pandemic. Had some of us been involved with this, we would have said, whoa, 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 are we thinking about this? Why are we making this decision? At the end of the day, the average citizen on the street, if you said, do you think you should put people that have COVID into nursing homes with other people that don't have COVID? I think the average person on the street would say, are you out of your mind? This is crazy. Families tried to question this, but they didn't really have a say on it because their loved one was getting discharged from the hospital and had to go somewhere. It seems to me as though some of these states were kind of working together, and so I don't know where they're getting their guidance.
Or is that something you're going to do? Now, I see the candidate for governor, Kerry Benninghoff, with his majority leader in Harrisburg, the Republicans. Kerry, I see over in Jersey the putative guy running for the governor's office, Jack Cittarelli, has now called that we see the emails between Cuomo and Murphy. Would you look at something like that when you mentioned these governors communicating? All they had to do was talk with a guy, DeSantis, in Florida, who had much better results with a much older population, I think.
Well, obviously, we try to learn from each other, but from our perspective, we were told that there's an interdisciplinary team who's making these decisions, and it didn't matter if the decisions were about whether to shutter restaurants down, force businesses to close, tell kids they can't go into schools anymore, tell parents they can't even participate in the events at their schools that they pay for. This was all under this idea of, well, follow science. Our interdisciplinary team is making these decisions. But yet to today, you and I can't even say who was on that team. We've never been told who's making these decisions that It's hard to hold people accountable until we get those answers. It's one of the purposes of the hearing. But we were told, and it was said publicly, well, we're discussing with other states and seeing what they're doing. And it seems like there was an awful lot of lead following, whether it was New York or Michigan or whoever else. These are some of the questions we want answered, just as you and the public want answered and deserve to know.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, my big charge in 2021, and I wanted to give listeners an update with you, because Wolf is clever. Here, you know, the media makes him just this mild-mannered guy. I see him for what he is. He is trying to come up with ways to fix the question that will be on the ballot, as I understand it, that would say, I guess, after 3 weeks or so, emergency powers, you have to talk with the Gary Benninghoffs and others of the world, so that the public knows what's going on. You can't say emergency forever. We're still in an emergency under his powers, right? Going a year
Correct.
Into this.
And yeah. There's going to be several ballot questions, and you see how the first one was worded within two sentences. This ballot question on whether or not you, the public, should have the ability to say whether or not a disaster declaration should go on and on and on and on. This one for COVID, as you know, has been extended four times. Conveniently, as recently just extended until the day after you get to make this vote, the day after Election Day. I find that date kind of odd. But at the end of the day, the question should be two or three sentences. Do you, the public, think that the General Assembly should have the ability to have some say of whether a disaster declaration should be extended beyond 21 days, period? That's all you need to say. But it's a very convoluted, very misleading set of verbiage. It's almost inflammatory that the General Assembly is trying to have this mass power grab. That is not the case. And frankly, I tell your listeners, this decision they're going to make on Election Day is not just about this current disaster, but it's about anything in the future and future administrations, regardless of what party is
yes,
in charge.
Yes, exactly. And that's May 18th, the primary. You mentioned, Carrie, there would be other ballot questions. That's one. What else do you think will be on the ballot?
Well, as you know, the one regarding sexual abuse will not be on there because the administration failed to advertise
right.
it after the first time we passed it. I find it interesting that Secretary Buchvar could remember to advertise the one about the disaster declaration, the one that includes people minority under protected class in the Constitution, and that's only written in two sentences, but somehow we forgot this other one. So people need to pay attention to these things. They're very, very important, and this disaster declaration could go on and on and on and on and on, and we'll have an unknown interdisciplinary team deciding whether our kids ever go back to school, whether you and I can ever sit down in a restaurant in its full capacity, what jobs can work, who's essential and who's not essential. People have lost their livelihood over this.
Oh, they've lost, and it's been very suspect, too, because he shut down the Office of Records, whatever you call it, transparency, under the Emergency Act, so people can't get the information. If you don't know, how am I supposed to know and tell listeners of exactly what they base this on? Now, when does this take place, do you hope? How long will this take before it's convened and we start moving forward?
Well, the technical requirement is the speaker will read this across the House floor chamber on the 15th, the first day we're back. The committee can commence after that. The committee members are already appointed. They are appointed by myself and the minority leader and the Democrat side, five Republicans, four Democrats. And so they are already in place, and the chairwoman will be Representative Toohill, a former assistant prosecutor up in the Luzerne County area, very bright woman, very smart. And I am hopeful that they can look at this in its entirety. We deliberately did not give a time frame because we want them to be thorough, we want them to be fair, and we want them to complete their work in a manner that they feel they can be providing you and I the information, the answers that people deserve to hear without feeling under the gun of some artificial time frame.
All right. Well, Carrie, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. And anytime you have something like this, we're open to having you back. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you sharing with your listeners because sometimes they don't hear these types of things going on. This is about trying to, you know, get people answers inside, outside, general public. You people pay the taxes. You pay our salaries. You deserve to know those answers. And frankly, you don't know, and I don't know, whether or not your loved one would be mandated to go to a nursing home today if they needed to.
Yep, exactly.
That's not right.
Thank you. It is not. Carrie, thank you very much.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.